Covering the crew all season long on WTMJ. This is Brewers Extra Inning. Now, live from American Family Field, here's your host, Dominic Catronio.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone! Another Mother's Day miracle for the Brewers. Straight away center field, number six for Bryce Terang, and it's a walk-off for the crew of the ninth. 4-3, your final score. And the Brewers sweep the Yankees.
You don't get it if you're not from Milwaukee. There's just something about the Brewers on Mother's Day, right? How about it? A sweep over the New York Yankees. Back-to-back walk-off winners. The sac fly last night from William. The homer tonight from Bryce. Dare I say, best second baseman in baseball. Welcome in, everybody. This is Brewers Extra Innings. I'm Dominic Catronio. Craig Kishon will be joining us in just a moment. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. 855-616-1620. Bryce is nice. The pitching staff was incredible. The Brewers starters were fantastic. The defense was top-notch, too. So much to love about this weekend. And we had been talking about, you know, let this lineup turn over. Let Vaughn and Churio return. Ease the pressure on William and Terang. Now let Yelich maybe return later this week. And you're going to look maybe back at this week, kind of like how we look back last year at that Red Sox series when the Brewers started that 8-game winning streak, their first of a handful of winning streaks last year, that you say, yes, that's where it turned. The return of two bops in the middle of the order. The return of Yelich later this week. The return to have, you know, a bunch of kids lead your rotation against the best lineup in the American League. I still can't get over that even without the sharp stuff from Kyle Harrison yesterday, he only went four innings. Well, then Chad Patrick picked him up, and he threw three innings of shutout ball. Or then you throw Logan Henderson today. Sure, he gave up a home run to Aaron Judge. He's not the only one to do that. He goes five strong today. Didn't factor into the decision. And the headline, of course, was Miz back on Friday as Craig joins us now. I mean, this is a season-defining series to me, Craig, because, number one, you get the young contributions from your pitching staff. Number two, your pillars were your pillars, right? Miz is going to be one of those pillars after what he did on Friday. William having a great game yesterday, and Bryce with the walk-off winner today. This is the type of series that you're going to point to for the rest of the season, saying, yep, that's what Brewers baseball is all about.
Yeah, I got that same feeling. And not so much after yesterday, Dom, but clearly today, just the way they hung in there, it reminded me a lot of how yesterday's game felt. But this one felt like, guess what? If you're going to give them one out, and all he needs one out to win this thing, and one of their upper echelon guys, which Bryce Terang clearly is at this point, is capable of going yard now. That was just great stuff. It gave me this very same feeling that it's going to be, all right, back on May 8th, 9th, and 10th, they were in this spot. They were, you know, missing these guys, and they started getting them back, and guys started stepping up, and the pitching really stepped forward and carried this team through the weekend as well. Everything kind of pointing into Brewer baseball, to be honest with you right now.
I mean, you look at even yesterday for Bryce to get a two-strike base hit, to get that rally in the seventh inning, steal on the first opportunity he got, and scores on a mad dash of the plate. Like, that's a little thing that the Brewers do well. Or even you look at today, right, in the let me look here, the game, the play that I highlighted for the Brewers in that fourth inning was the fact that Perkins gets to second on the throw on his clutch RBI single up the middle. That's Brewers baseball. Or you look at what the Brewers were able to do defensively today against the Yankees, and a clutch caught stealing of Aaron Judge at a weird spot from your backup catcher, Gary Sanchez. That was huge. The way Abner Uribe held the baseball to keep Caballero at first base. There are so many little things that a baseball sicko can eat up in this game, and the casual fan can sit back and go, hey, walk-off home run. I love this game. This is super fun. I like that guy, Bryce Terang, number two. This was a weekend for everybody that everybody contributed in one little way, where there was something that, yes, the guys like you and me who watch this game on a daily basis can go, wow, that was incredible. And somebody watching the Brewers for the first time can go and say, wow, that was incredible.
Well, fans especially, but we all got a full dose of the Milwaukee Brewers brand and how they win on the field. And it is everybody. I know this is kind of a cliche to see this, but it's truly everybody. We were talking to Chris Hook the other day and just talking about the development of Jacob Mizorowski the day after he started and opened up a lot of eyes into where he is in his young career right now. And he even said, people have no idea that it takes 20 people behind the scenes to have gotten Miz to where he is right now in such a short window of time from when he was called up. You know, a month before the All-Star break a year ago. And look where he is right now in under a year. Look where Bryce Terang has come in about a year's time as well, just emerging as a superstar. Just little things like that. But everybody that you mentioned that has contributed so mightily in this series, each and every game, has been really something to see, because everybody, I love saying this, Dom, and I know maybe you get sick of it, I'm not sure, but I love the fact that all 26 guys, or however many guys are going to be, you know, shuttled in and out, just really understand their role on the team and what they need to do to win. And to see it over 9-10 innings at a time like we did all weekend long was, it was pretty neat, to be honest with you.
I mean, I want to really double down on Bryce here for a second, too, especially kind of what you're talking about, knowing their role. Bryce Terang, his rookie year, and this is maybe a PSA for everybody who wants everything right now, wants it fast, expects success in the big leagues from the moment that they arrive. That's what they're like. Bryce Terang, on June 6th, 2023, 57 games into his big league career, he was hitting .205 with a .561 OPS and was sent down to AAA Nashville. He came back a couple of weeks later, but still, the end of that season, the batting average was under .220 and the OPS was under .600. The slugging was barely at .300, okay? And to see him now, to not only be a representative of Team USA on the World Baseball Classic, to have Aaron Judge on the other side saying, that's the kind of guy I wish we had on our team. That is what Aaron Judge said yesterday about his WBC teammate Bryce Terang, who's now, in my opinion, the best second baseman in baseball, should be the National League starting second baseman coming up in the Midsummer Classic. For a guy that was, look, let's be honest, skinny, swinging a wet noodle, not off to a great start in his big league career, but he let the Brewers and him believed in the process, let himself develop, and now you get a highlight of all highlights on Mother's Day to hit a walk-off home run against the Yankees of all teams.
You know, I remember when Bryce Terang was at Biloxi, and there was a, Dom, were you here with us when he was still at Double A?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember that we got a story from Biloxi, from the Brewers minor league organization, done specifically on Bryce Terang, and it was specific to why this guy will be a major leaguer probably in the next 2 years. And just to look at him, you would have no idea this guy was going to be a star in Major League Baseball. But there are a lot of people that were part of that story on Bryce telling his story, because we all know Bryce is of very few words. He's very humble. He doesn't want to talk about himself. A lot of great guys are that way. So a lot of other people told his story, and they were emphatic that this guy was going to be a longtime All-Star, a longtime superstar, and a longtime best teammate of all time. And we're definitely seeing that. And I think that's one of the cool things when You can have a guy that has been earmarked by the organization since the day they drafted him, knowing that he is going to be here and he's going to be a big time contributor and just a big time role model for a lot of teammates and to win games like we saw today. I think I love storytelling and I love when the story is told right.
And I remember Mikey Guerrero, who's now managing again there in Double A Biloxi. Mikey Guerrero, one spring training, I was pulled aside with Mikey. I think it was the year that Bryce made the team in 2023. And I talked to Mikey and I said, "Hey man, you've seen a lot. You've seen everything in this game. Why is this kid special?" And in as few words as possible, Mikey looked to me and said, "Dom, he's got it." And when you talk about somebody like Mikey Guerrero, over 30 years in the show, his dad, a legendary scout in baseball, who has seen every type of prospect under the sun, including in this organization. When I heard that as a rookie coming up, saying he's got it, IT, two letters, Bryce Terang certainly does have it. And that is, Mikey, that is high, high, high praise from one of the big instructors in the Brewers minor league farm system to help produce what they've produced so far.
Yep, there's no doubt, and that's a great call too. And I do remember at the time they all said that. And having it is not something that gets passed along frequently. Let's just say that you and I have been along on this ride for a long time here, and not everybody has it. A lot of people have talent, but Bryce Terang definitely has it, and you're seeing it right now. Love it.
I mean, let me just read his slash line right now to his season. I mean, we're talking about MVP numbers right now out of a second baseman. A .298 average, a .422 on base, a .511 slug. So he's nearly a .345, .298, 2 points off. .933 OPS, 8 doubles, 6 homers. He's even got 8 stolen bases as well. On pace for a 2020, it would be really have to turn up the pace to be a 30-30 season. But I mean, that's MVP type stuff, man, to be a 3-4-5 2020 and on a team that expects playoffs every year and maybe playing in the best division in baseball. Bryce Terang deserves all these flowers right now, and I know it's May 10th. We could be overreacting, but I'm loving the start that he has had so far this year.
And it's hard not to look at some of these guys who have nice numbers the way he does and how they compare as well. It's May. And I know it's early, it's early and stuff, but there's no reason to not look at what he's doing. MVPs have good seasons. They don't have good months, To have a good season, he's having a very good season here so far.
He's been phenomenal. There are other things in this game we got to talk about. We got to talk about Logan Henderson. We got to talk about the bullpen, Aaron Ashby, All Day Ash, and plenty of more exciting stuff and some texts from you as well. 855-616-1620 is the phone number, 855-616-1620. Right here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Oh, winner, winner. What a Sunday. What a Mother's Day. Sweep over the Yankees. First time since 1989 that the Brewers have swept the New York Yankees. Back at County Stadium was the last time it happened. With Craig Kishon, I'm Dom Catronio. Get to a couple of texts here throughout the segment as we talk a little pitching here. Alex from Oshkosh, first career walk-off home run for Terang. What a game on Mother's Day. What a series. From Sue, this was an awesome series with the Yankees. Oh my goodness, our Brewers did it again. Yahoo. Bob in Sycamore, Illinois. Bryce Terang, one of the biggest secrets in baseball outside of Milwaukee. I don't think that's going to be a secret for much, much longer. As the world saw him in the World Baseball Classic, Aaron Judge continues to say nice things about him. And we continue to try to bang that drum and say, yeah, he's an all-star and he should be starting and leading the way for the National League. Get to a few more texts in a little bit. But let's talk about some of the unsung heroes of this game and some of the things, Craig, that are going to get lost to history about this game. That Logan Henderson, despite allowing a home run to Aaron Judge, he's not the only one to do that. 16 of them this year for Judge. That's what he does. But really buckled down from that and gave up a run in the second inning, which honestly I don't think was entirely his fault. I know he executed the pitches. He hung a couple sliders. That's his fourth best pitch. And you also may notice he didn't throw a single slider the rest of the game after that. I think a message was sent to Gary like, hey, let's stop throwing that. Five innings, four hits, two runs, one walk, five strikeouts. Henderson did his job today with the off day tomorrow and a fresh bullpen ready to go.
I think if they could design where they would like to take Logan Henderson and his path to success, this would be the perfect game right here. Because like you said, Aaron Judge is going to hit home runs off of any pitcher in baseball because he can do whatever he wants. But to be able to, you know, to not let that bother him and settle him down a little bit, and he gave up that run in the second inning. You know, he went through a pretty nice string. What do we have here for retires? Let's see.
11 in a row to end his
11
day.
11 in a row, yeah. I mean, if you're doing that, you're obviously in the game, keeping your team in the game, and whatever damage was done early, you've just basically, bottom line, recovered nicely. And you know this kid's learning a lot. He's going to be good, but they're handling him the right way here right now. But this game, a huge step forward. And you're right. You look at a few individuals. It's not just the whole team, mark your calendar type thing. It's for a lot of individual guys too. And Logan's one of them today.
And he was on the attack. And yes, there were some balls in play. He wasn't getting a crazy amount of swing and miss. But in those final 11 in a row, retired, 37 pitches, 30 were strikes. You know, I was talking to the Yankees broadcasters earlier today. I was talking to Susan Waldman and Dave Sims over on the radio. And they just kind of looked at me like, what do you got on this guy? I mean, you guys seem pretty excited about him. And I just said, he throws strikes. And yes, he walked Cody Bellinger in the first inning. That was his only walk on the day. He got a ton of 0-2 counts. He's still learning how to finish hitters off with his changeup and try to maybe not so much be in the middle of the plate with two strikes and try to get more chase and try to get more expansion of the strike zone. We saw a lot of long at-bats early for Logan Henderson. Then he got back onto the attack with the cutter and with the fastball. For Logan Henderson to see this kind of feedback in his first two starts back in the big leagues, I know he had the one in Kansas City. That was kind of like a spot. He was meant to be shortened in that game. But now, his last 11 innings, he's allowed four earned runs, just one walk, and 13 strikeouts against big league hitters. He's learning that he belongs here.
Yeah, and you know, he's basically taken the spot of Brandon Woodruff here right now, basically. And you just mentioned those numbers, Dom. You could put them almost side by side for, you know, per game for what Woody's done here just this year alone and where he is in his spot of his career and the comeback and everything. So if he's given you Woody-type numbers and being efficient and not allowing a lot of base runners and getting key strikeouts and solo home runs to guys like Aaron Judge, by the way, you're doing your job.
I mean, I think that's the number one key of this whole series for the whole pitching staff for the Brewers, right? Ben Rice was held hitless, right, for all three games. Aaron Judge, he had two hits for all three games. And you can live with walks to Aaron Judge. He takes his walks. That's part of his role, and that's where Cody Bellinger steps in. They kept Cody in check as well, who's a guy that's been a Brewer killer over the years, whether it be a Dodger uniform or a Cub uniform too. The Brewers picked their battles. They understood, hey, Jazz Chisholm, attack him with lefties. Or, hey, Ryan McMahon, make them get to Rosario. McMahon, yes, he had the base hit yesterday in the 10th. Otherwise, he was pretty quiet this series. And then I look at this lineup for the Brewers today of getting just enough done against Rodon, who was fantastic. And we'll talk about the offense in the next segment. But sometimes you got to take a guy into a back alley like the Brewers just did and just say, all right, let's go, bare knuckle. You got to play our way. You got to play small ball, scratch out runs any way you can, because the Brewers only hit two home runs in this series, and they just swept the team that hits the most home runs in baseball.
Yeah, and the second home run was obviously the biggest one to walk off here today. Yeah, that fourth inning, too. I mean, they scored the three runs on one hit. That's the Brewers' way. That's what they did basically yesterday. And then the solo home run in the ninth inning here today. You just gotta stay in your lane. And these Brewer guys have really done a nice job. There's a few guys in this lineup that might eventually be replaced, might eventually, you know, be platooned. I'm not sure. There's slow comers here right now, but the ability to get out of some of these slumps here to start the year, we'll see how things turn to make this team, you know, a little bit better. And obviously, Christian Yelich potentially coming back this week would be huge as well.
Yeah, we'll talk about the offense more, but Aaron Ashby, I'm out of words to describe his stuff and what he did these last 2 days, going two innings yesterday, another inning today, all three outs via strikeout, and the only hit was a little blooper by Cody Bellinger. I think what is most impressive to me about Ashby today, not only that the velo was there, but that all three strikeouts were on three different pitches. He got Rice on a changeup. He got Judge on a sinker. And then he got Chisholm on a curveball. Relievers don't have repertoires like that. And Pat Murphy said it earlier today. They're hoping to get 100 innings out of Aaron Ashby out of the bullpen today. And he's certainly well on track to do so right now. I am so impressed with post-surgery Aaron Ashby right now.
Yeah, it is just amazing how quickly he's turned this thing around and become so dominant. I mean, I was thinking about this today with McGill coming in the seventh inning and Ashby the eighth for, you know, doing late inning relief in huge situations for the second straight day. And then you figure Uribe, you know, the Ashby turnaround has to be one of the better stories in baseball that's probably being untold, obviously, at this point because of where he plays. So, you know, soak it in. He had a chance to go to 8-0 today if he's pitching his regular two innings. But he's just been huge, huge, huge as this season has progressed to where we sit here today and what a weekend he had.
I think that the way that Ashby trusts his stuff, right? He falls behind 3-1 on Aaron Judge. And mind you, there was bullpen movement behind him in the in that eighth inning, knowing, hey, they had to be limited with how much they were going to ask of Aaron Ashby today. And I tweeted it, and, you know, maybe younger fans, if they are listening, they can wait a little longer to see this movie. But Major League 2, you know, I just think of the marbles. I just think of the marbles that Aaron Ashby has to throw a 3-2 sinker on the inside corner to big Aaron Judge. I mean, he's got marbles. I mean, he's got big marbles to do that against Aaron Judge in that situation in a tie game 3-3 in the eighth inning. I mean, it's just my hat is off and everything. I mean, that was simply exactly what he's here for.
Yeah, and you pointed it out as well. He went after these three guys on three different pitches, and I noted that as well. I don't note as much on what the pitchers are for relief pitchers, especially late. But, man, you have to keep track of what Ashby's doing right now. And just the fact that what he did on you know, two straight outings in a tight game like this against the big hitters, he's proving – I mean, Dom, you go back to the big contract he got how many years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and you wonder, when's that going to pay off? It's paying off right now.
Yeah, it's always looking to the future, part of the deal that the Brewers had. And we shouldn't ignore Abner Uribe. We teased it in the first segment, too, and this is really some inside baseball stuff of Jose Caballero led the American League in stolen bases last year. It's a tied game in the ninth inning. You're doing everything you can to make sure that runner does not get to second base. And you know he wants to run. Everybody in the ballpark knows he wants to run. And Charlie Green, Brewers bullpen coach, is also in charge of the running game and the defending the running game. The Brewers now have the best caught stealing rate in baseball and the fewest attempted stolen bases against them in baseball. And part of it is because of what Abner Uribe did when Caballero got on. I think that every young player, you know, age, you know, kid pitch, when you're talking 12 to 16 years old, learning what it takes to really get in the head of the first baseman, of the man on first, of like, You think I'm going to throw over? And especially now in this limited era where you can throw over only so many times, and Caballero didn't get a chance to get off first base. That is just next level, 400 level, graduate level course from Abner Uribe to showcase today.
Well, it really was, because you're right, with the limited number of times you can go over there. And by the way, that the two times he was able to go over there, you know, he told him, you know what, I'm keeping a close eye on you, and I might get you here if you don't watch out. And then the way he was dancing and dancing and dancing, and Uribe had most of that pitch clock to work with. And he does that as well as anybody, if you ask me. A lot of batters are ready to go late in games like this against relievers, and Uribe can take it down, you know, 10, 11, 12 seconds if the batter's ready to go that early in that pitch clock count. And he, I don't know. I couldn't stand in that same spot like he does for that long a time and then think that I'm going to be that effective and then hold the guy over at first base. But the greatest thing was the outcome of that play with that shot right up the middle to Joey Ortiz, who was standing on second base, and Caballero almost ran into him out there for the easy force out to end that inning. That was just beautiful stuff to me, considering just how the series went with Caballero and the gamesmanship that he played, especially in yesterday's game.
And it takes practice. That's not something that just happens overnight. The Brewers worked on that plenty in spring training. Offense deserves some love. We'll talk about them with our next segment coming up as the Brewers get the victory in walk-off fashion. It wasn't just Bryce Durang. Brewers went over the Yankees 4-3. Tell you all about it after this on 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings.
Brewers win in walk-off fashion. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. With Craig Kishon, I'm Dom Catronio. 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. With Wisconsin's weather all over the map, now's the time to get ahead of the heat with Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Save $50 on maintenance plans through May 15th, or get $25 off AC tune-ups all month long. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment today at Sider.com. That's S-E-I-D-E-R. .com. So who's hot right now? I mean, it's easy to say William and Bryce Durang, but they're not alone in this offense and what they've been able to do. I mean, let's talk about Blake Perkins here, because what's been a weird, odd start to the year for Blake, he's even been self-admittive of that. He just hasn't been in the right mental headspace with being a good teammate, being a good resource for his teammates, and being accepting of his role so far this year. He's understanding what it takes for him to be a big leaguer right now. And today, from the human element, Craig, Blake having his first Mother's Day since the loss of his mother last year, unfortunately, to colon cancer last July. We talked about the epic moment he had in the NLDS when he had the base hit up the middle in that big first inning against the Cubs. And, you know, I've been waiting on another moment for Blake. And of course, today he makes a great running catch in right field and has a clutch go-ahead two-run single up the middle today. I'm just so happy for Blake Perkins, and I felt like that was a really big lift on his shoulders.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's to me, it's really easy to be happy for this guy. He's been around, long enough, and he's done a lot of things for this organization as far as all the different positions he's played. You sit one day, maybe play two, maybe you play every day for 2 weeks, and you're asked to sit down because another superstar is coming back. He's just understood how to fit in with this team. And yes, everybody goes through really rough points personally, and sometimes they're just hard to shake and they're hard to move on from. I don't know if that's the whole thing with Perk's beginning to the 2026 season or not, but I think the club's well aware of it. He's well aware of it. And I think it's become, a little more public probably than things like this would have been in the past. And so he's playing through it here right now. But when you have big days, you need one big day, not just one big hit. And he had that today, finally, when he had that beautiful base knock for the two RBIs earlier in the game. It's the running catch, too. It's the value. He's playing in right field at this point as well. He's not playing in center field, where he's robbed a lot of home runs and made great catches at the fence. So he'll get it. He'll do it. He'll bounce out of it. But to me, the big days like this, and he only played half the game. He left halfway through. He was replaced. So we're talking about a guy that had a lot to do with the front half of the game and not how it finished, and he needed that.
I look at what the rest of this lineup did today, too. We also got to point out William Contreras. He draws two walks today. He gets another base hit as well. That came in the seventh inning. For William, he almost had back-to-back walk-offs, of course, because if Bryce got on, William would have been next, and you're sure he would have been swinging for the fences. But now for William, over his last 11 games, this goes back to the start of the Diamondbacks series. He is now hitting .364 over those last 11. Only two extra base hits in that time, but he's got a .431 on base to go with it, too. He's been very disciplined. He's not striking out very much. He's drawing his walks when he needs to. to see that William is starting to, you know, spark those embers a little bit, to start to spark, like, okay, I'm getting the base hits, I'm getting the plate discipline, now the next level is hitting the ball harder and getting the ball over the fence.
Yeah, you can definitely see it every time he walks up to the plate with that bat. There's something igniting in his eyes. And I also agree. I mean, he can bring you so much more in stretches of time, where right now he's just finding out a way to get on base. He's finding out a way to start rallies, whatever it takes, move guys over, whatever it takes here right now. He's just so perfect. And he's almost kind of a role model from that matter of, if this is how we play our brand of baseball, because we're not necessarily hitting home runs and getting extra base hits, everyone do this for an inning and we're going to score three or four runs. We've seen that now in this entire series in one inning each. And that's how you get sweeps and win games, when you have great pitching that he's largely responsible for behind the plate as well.
Yeah, that's another great point there, Craig. The fact that, yeah, he's also dealing with a bunch of guys that have less than 2 years of service time in this pitching staff right now for Milwaukee. They also draw six more walks today. Carlos Rodon lost his command there in that fourth inning with back-to-back walks and a hit batter to load the bases in the fourth that led to the three-run scoring to give the Brewers their first lead of the game at that point before the Yankees had tied things up. But, man, I just think that the Brewers proved something to themselves with this series. Because let's also be honest here, Craig. As an offense as a whole, everyone's excited to have Churio and Vaughn back, and they had great starts in St. Louis. They came back down to earth a little bit this weekend against the Yankees, and they're a very good pitching staff. But nonetheless, I think what's most encouraging is that you faced three bona fide aces, right? Fried, Schlittler, and then Rodon. And you got to them, aside from Schlittler, but you got to then to the bullpen after him. You learned something about your offense that, hey, even without our best, even without the home run ball, and no one's ever going to say hit fewer homers, okay, I'm not saying that, but the Brewers can survive in games like this where, all right, well, if not hitting homer, let's draw a walk, steal a bag, get a base hit. Not many offenses can have both.
Right, and we talked about this last night a little bit too. It's not like they're settling for not hitting a home run. They just may not be coming, but it's okay, because their approach is still the right approach. They still, you know, the whole goal is to get on base in this game of baseball. If you get a double, great. If you get a triple, great. If you lean into one for a home run, great. If you need to advance a runner over, then advance a runner over. Don't fail at what you need to do at the plate. And these guys have not done that. And the bigger run games and the more power, that's going to come. I mean, I really think when Yelich gets back, you could look at this lineup now and you're going, how much better is that than it was, you know, even a week ago for that matter? So they're going to get better in that category. But regardless, they know how to get on base. And that's just absolutely wears out. I don't care how good a pitcher you are. And they faced three really good ones. They got to them a little bit. These guys didn't go extraordinarily deep into these games either. So make that a note for the approach that this offense takes.
Yeah, I think the Brewers are in a spot now where they get a happy off day tomorrow. They get a tough test with San Diego, who are not playing poorly by any stretch of the imagination. And then before you know it, you're down at Wrigley for the first time this season in a week. And that's going to be a marquee series. I cannot wait to watch it. And I have kept you long enough here. You need to get back to Pam on this Mother's Day. You need to make sure that you get some time to relax and enjoy this happy Sunday victory and a sweep. Thank you, Craig, and happy Mother's Day to your family.
Thanks, Dom, to your mom and everybody as well. And happy Mother's Day, Brewer Nation. Celebrate tonight. Fun weekend.
Very fun. We're going to hear from Bryce Terang coming up next, and we'll get to some texts as well. Brewers win in walk-off fashion over the Yankees. Back with more after this on 620 WTMJ.
Welcome back to Brewers Extra Innings.
Do a little buy or sell as the Brewers win again. Some texts as well. Let's go through these. I'm Dom Catronio. We'll hear from Bryce in just a moment. We'll hear from Pat Murphy, and we'll give you the highlights from this contest as well. A few more texts that have rolled in from Nick. What a weekend of baseball for the crew. First sweep of the Yankees since 89, only allowing 7 runs all series against that Yankees offense. So impressive. Mitch from Kenosha, what a moment for Bryce. He's truly elevated himself into an elite player and a legit MVP candidate early in the season. You know, we talked about that in Brewers Weekly on Thursday, just teasing about the MVP stuff, but really making sure that Brewers fans need to be ready to vote him as an all-star, because let's just address the elephant in the room. There are more Cubs fans in this nation than there are Brewers fans in this nation. They're going to vote hard for Nico Hoerner. You got to vote harder for Bryce Tarang, and hopefully we can get him voted to be the starting second baseman in the National League. A few other ones. This one, Tom from South Dakota. You know, I was telling my son, regardless of the outcome today, this was such a fun series to watch, and I did not in any way imagine the crew would come out with a sweep. I was hoping they can get a win, maybe two. Baseball is so fun. Buying all that as well. Reggie from Milwaukee, we got a first glimpse of Tarang's offense during the WBC. He's kept it up so far. Great to see. Hoping it continues. Yeah, I'm buying it. I mean, I'm buying everything about Bryce Tarang's offense. We talked about it earlier of just how great it's been for the crew to see Bryce continue to get a little bit better every single year and to see him create moments and create memories and have signature moments in a Brewers uniform. I'll just put my neck out there and say, man, I hope he sticks around for a very, very, very long time. I hope that someday that this, you know, this organization, remember the day that you woke up and you saw that Christian Yelich was signing that extension in 2020. Man, I just hope they can find a way to do it with Bryce Tarang, because he's exactly who you want. He's a model citizen. He's a role model. He's an amazing defender. He's becoming his own as a hitter. I just hope that they can figure out, because you need stars. You need, you know, pillars to maintain somebody that you can buy a jersey of and know it's going to stick around. I hope they figure it out with Bryce Tarang one day. That's for a conversation for another time, but let's hear from Bryce Tarang chatting with Lane Grindle after today's walk-off homer.
Bryce Tarang is joining us from just outside the Brewers clubhouse. Bryce, first and foremost, man, congratulations. What a great moment.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Great team win.
Take me through your thought coming to the plate. You get a curveball. Were you looking for that, or were you just reacting to it?
No, I wasn't looking for it. It was just a reaction. I faced Dave a good amount of times, the times when he was in Pittsburgh and now in New York, and so I've seen it, and I know that I got to see that curveball pop, and I just told myself if I see it, I got to stay back. Just the speed difference. I was going up there ready for the fastball and saw it and stayed back on it.
Bryce, I know it's dangerous to get into the, hey, things are a little different now, but with Jackson and Andrew back, is there a little different feel to this thing with those two guys back in the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are electric. Those guys bring it every day. Everybody's watched Jack play, plays hard, plays with passion, and it's great to watch him out there. And I'm happy he's back and healthy. And same with Vaughn. Vaughn plays hard and is a competitor and wants to win every day. So when those guys are in the lineup, they change games.
You guys are stacking some wins now and stacking some really good performances. You've won 9 out of 12. How powerful is belief when the momentum starts to roll in that direction?
Yeah, very much so. Very powerful, and even when things are not going your way, you got to believe in yourself or believe in the team and pick each other up and want them to win and all that good stuff. So we stayed on the right track, and we knew the type of team we were, and we were going to just keep pushing, and that's what we did. So
this is a team that has won a lot of baseball games, this core group. You guys have been together for a few years now. And so I don't know that you're ever satisfied. You're always trying to get to that next level and win that next game, and you have that next game mentality, I think, is as good as anybody in baseball does. But I think a lot of young teams, after taking the first two against the Yankees, could have been content and showed up today. Maybe not with that same edge, maybe not with that sense of urgency, but that was not you guys today at all.
Yeah, every game matters, no matter who it is or what part of the series you're in. Or every game matters. It all ends up at the total of the year. So just trying to win every game, no matter where you're at that time, whether you're You got two wins on the series. Looking for your third. You just can't take your foot off the gas. You got to just keep pushing it. So the guys did a good job. Our pitching staff was electric this whole series. Kept us in the game, and it was fun to watch them.
Bryce, last question for you. You get a chance to hit a walk-off home run. What was the trip around the bases like? Could you hear the crowd? What was that moment like for you?
Oh, yeah, man. I was just making sure I was touching every base. yeah. No, you just kind of – you hit it and just kind of – I don't want to say you out of it. You're not completely out of it, but you're – that was the first time I've hit one in the big league, so it was really cool and a cool experience. I didn't really know how to take it. Just like I said, just trying to hit all the bases, make sure I score.
I mean, you didn't think it was, you didn't know for sure it was out off the bat, did you?
I knew I hit it well. I didn't think I hit it high enough. I thought maybe I was telling myself running around first, like beat him as in like the ball over his head, like beat him. I didn't think it was going to get out. I just didn't think I hit it high enough, but, I got some good backspin on it and ended up carrying out. So. Yeah, it was good.
I know I told you last question, but now I got another follow-up.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Mother's Day and the Brewers and how this day has just provided so many great moments over the years, and now this is going to be one of the best ones of them all? Are you familiar with the Brewers' Mother's Day magic and Bill Hall walk-off home runs? I mean, those are things that I don't know that they talk about a ton in the clubhouse. We talk about it up here in the press box probably more.
Yeah, No, you're going to have to come down one of these days and tell me about it.
I'll bring the history book. But this has been a big day for the Brewers. They have the best winning percentage on Mother's Day. Bill Hall hit a walk-off home run with a pink bat years ago, and now you are etched into that same lore, Bryce. It's really cool, and congratulations, man. What a great moment for you and for this team.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Yeah, you're going to have to come down and give me a little history lesson.
You can count on it. I'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Bryce. We appreciate it, man.
All right, we'll see you.
Bryce Terang, how about it? Yeah, Billy Hall. I mean, how about that? Another number two getting it done here on Mother's Day. Vinny Rattino was the first one that pointed that out to me, and then relayed that over to Brian Anderson on the television side. And what a moment for the Brewers, and a walk-off homer on Mother's Day. So let's go ahead and relive it coming up next. Let's do highlights, and then we'll hear from Pat Murphy right here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
Ready for this?
Out of here!
This?
Brought it back! Ho-ho-ho!
And this?
It is gone!
Time for tonight's highlights.
Brewers have already won the series. Now they're looking for the sprinkles, going for the sweep against the Yankees. Logan Henderson on the mound for the Crew, up against Carlos Rodon, his first start of 2026 after coming off the injured list. And, well, the Brewers have done a good job these first two games, keeping number 99 down. Well, you can only keep him down for so long.
Henderson's pitch, fly ball to right. That is well struck, and Perkins out of room. It's gone. Aaron Judge hits his 16th home run of the year to regain the Major League lead. First pitch of the at-bat, you cannot miss in that location to Aaron Judge.
To say it was down the middle was a little bit too accurate. As Logan Henderson made a mistake, he would also make a mistake on a hanging slider to Jose Caballero and Spencer Jones back-to-back in the second, in RBI single for Jones, his first big league hit. Congratulations to Jones, and it's 2-0 with the Yankees in the lead. Rodon was good, not great early. He had a couple walks early, and then all of a sudden the wheels came off in the fourth. Back-to-back four-pitch walks in the fourth inning. Then he hits Andrew Vaughn to load the bases. Now, Luis Rengifo bounced into a fielder's choice. The out was made at the plate, so the bases remained loaded for Garrett Mitchell.
1-2 pitch. And a liner into center. It's going to hang up there for Grisham, who makes the catch. Tagging is Sanchez, chugging down the line. Here's the throw. It's late. And it'll be a sack fly off the bat of Mitchell to get the Brewers on the board. It's 2-1 New York.
Hey, Garrett's been pretty good in bases-loaded situations, and that was one in a left-on-left. That's his 9th RBI in bases-loaded situations. Brewers are on the board, and they weren't done. Blake Perkins, who was recalled from AAA in Nashville after Lockridge went on the IL on Friday. Perkins experiencing his first Mother's Day without his mother, and, well, he felt a little bit of help on this swing.
Rodon brings home the pitch, and Perkins, a line drive, back up the middle into center field. It's a base hit. One run is in. Rengifo around third. He's in there safely. The Brewers lead it 3-2 on the first hit of this game off the bat of Blake Perkins.
Yeah, it took until the fourth inning for the Brewers to get their first hit. Then Logan Henderson with a shutdown top of the fifth inning. He retired the last 11 batters he faced. He was fantastic. However, the Yankees got back on the board to tie things up in the sixth. An RBI double from Jazz Chisholm Jr. scored a two-out walk to Bellinger from D.L. Hall. So 3-3 game, battle of the bullpens from here on in. Both teams scoreless in the seventh. In the eighth innings, it was all day Ashby on for his second consecutive game. He threw two innings last night, and now he's getting Aaron Judge today.
The stretch and the payoff to Judge. Strike three called. 99-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle at the knees. He wanted the challenge, he got it, and he freezes Aaron Judge.
He gets three strikeouts in a scoreless eighth inning. The Brewers couldn't get anything done in their half of the bottom of the eighth. Abner Uribe kept things scoreless in the top of the ninth, so it was clear if the Brewers are going to win, it was going to be on back-to-back walk-offs. But first, David Bednar, who has not allowed a home run all season, first struck out Joey Ortiz. Then he struck out Jackson Churio, and Bryce Terang did not waste any time on his first pitch.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone! Another Mother's Day miracle for the Brewers. Straight away center field. Number six for Bryce Terang. And it's a walk-off for the crew of the ninth. 4-3, your final score. And the Brewers sweep the Yankees.
How about it? First time since 1989 that the Brewers have swept the Yankees in a series of at least three games. Four runs on just five hits for the Brewers. No errors. They left eight. Three runs on six hits. One error for the Yankees. They left six. The winner is Uribe. The loser is Bednar. 40,175 for a sellout crowd on this Mother's Day. It took 2 hours, 48 minutes. We'll hear from the manager, Pat Murphy, coming up next on 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings.
A little buy or sell brought to you by our friends at Tony Wendorf and Associates. Wanted to say that when we're doing the buy or sell through the texts. Trust Tony Wendorf and Associates if you're looking to buy or sell a home. One of the top real estate teams in Wisconsin, powered by Keller Williams. They bring faith, family, and a red carpet experience to every home deal. Step up to the plate with a winning team behind you. WendorfTeam.kw.com. I'm Dom Catronio. Brewers win 4-3. Sweep the Yankees. Here's Pat Murphy, post-game with the media.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a ton of confidence in his game. And, you know, again, the kid just keeps taking steps every time. And just really, really, really fun watching it. You know, it's just fun watching it. And it helps having Churio and Vaughn back because, you know, there's a little more help for him and William. You know.
Just how nice was it to see Blake get that big hit, especially on Mother's Day?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. Yeah, it's great. It's great for Perk. He's not had the beginning of the season. And, you know, it's the guy that finished in the Gold Glove voting last year in center field. And, yeah, it's great to see him. Made a great play in right field. Then he missed a cutoff and, do we have that taser rule in? Is that a taser thing? Is that in yet?
Is it allowed on Mother's Day?
Not on Mother's Day, I guess, but that would have been a time to tase. A couple of tases today, but yeah, the pitching staff was great again. Logan, five innings, DL, bobbed and weaved. McGill was great. Ashby, oof. And Uribe was great. So that's very encouraging. Yeah, great series. Good lift. Good lift. In the first 30, whatever how many games we've played, this is kind of a good lift. To win like this.
Murph, is this one of those series where all phases have to come together?
Yeah, I mean, we're not swinging the bat great by any stretch. But there's guys that are just, they're starting to understand it's okay. I got another at bat. I mean, it's, you know, that's what it's all about. Just staying relentless. But yeah, you know, we didn't swing the bat great, but we just chip away, and there's high standards, and those guys love the opportunity to compete.
Murph, on Perk, you know, you had said you and some other guys kind of reminded him about to remember what's important when you're in that role on this team. Can you share how he took that, how he took to that message?
And he's a smart kid, and he's been disappointed in the beginning, you know, that he didn't return as the, you know, starting center fielder. He was disappointed. And, you know, he had a lot go on last season, a lot go on in the off season. And it's just a matter of, you know, sometimes we retreat in a way that isn't in our best interest, you know, and I think that's what happened. And he wasn't getting results, and even when he was performing well, he wasn't getting results, and it just kind of snowballed on him. And I think friends and people that care about him, you know, told him, look, let's go clean it up. And yeah, he's a great human being. So hopefully he took it to heart, and maybe he didn't. I don't know, but it's fun to trust him, and it's fun to see him perform well.
Y'all's interleague record is so good so far this year. I don't know if it's just kind of a quirk, or do you think the fact that teams over there that maybe don't see that regularly, that your style of play might work?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. You know, that the teams don't see us a lot, and they hear all this stuff about the running game, and, you know, it causes a little trepidation, I think, in pitchers and defenders, and that might help us a little, but we're not scoring runs in bunches by any means. What was the score today?
4-3.
And last night, 4-3? I mean, we're not exactly pushing across crooked numbers very often, but the combination of playing good D. Rengifo made a great play down the line. Rengifo came up with a big hit. You know, so some guys are starting to get a little more comfortable and starting to play better.
Murph, I know Judge homered today, but did you feel like you guys did a pretty good job keeping a lid on him in the three-game series?
He got a hit in every game, didn't he, or something?
But the damage was fairly minimal, aside from the homer today.
He's got 16 on the year. It's incredible, isn't it? 16 in 30-some games. He's on pace for, like, 75 or something like that. And they're great representatives of the game, like who they are as people. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you can just feel great about our game when you got Judge and Schwarber leading the way, and guys like that, you know what I mean? The Bobby Witts of the world, you know what I mean? Like, Bryce Terang, you know what I mean? That's just unbelievable because of the people they are, too, you know? It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, he is certainly considered now into that echelon of starting to become a real household name. And I promise you, he's going to be all over MLB Central tomorrow morning. Maybe kids getting up to school cross country watching quick pitch first thing in the morning. They're going to see Bryce Terang hit a home run. I'm like, man, that guy's pretty cool. And yeah, we know he's pretty cool. He's Bryce Terang. Bryce is nice. You already knew that. Now, enjoy your off day. Hope you had a happy Mother's Day. Appreciate everybody who's listened and texted. I know we didn't get to everybody today, but we are just about out of time on this one. I won't be on Tuesday's post-game show. Bob Brainerd stepping in for me again. I'm going to go get an advanced scout on the Cubbies. They're down playing the Braves. I got TBS game again this week. But then I'll be back for you Wednesday for Brewers Extra Innings, reacting to the Padres coming to town as the Friars. They've been playing pretty well. They have got a tussle with the Cardinals still going on right now. It's 2-2, heading to extra innings right now in San Diego. And another team that's been sneaky impressive. They're 23-16 despite really having like 2.5 starting pitchers right now. It's been quite the story. In fact, they just tied it up with 2 runs on a homer from Nick Castellanos off Riley O'Brien, a blown save for the Cardinals. So 6:40 on Tuesday night, Bark in the Park night, mind you. Go check out Brewers.com for all the info needed there. Then Wednesday at 6:40, and then on Thursday, getaway day game, that will be at 12:40. And post game after Tuesday and Wednesday, Brewers Weekly Thursday night, first thing in the morning, Friday on YouTube as well. So plenty of content coming your way. Then they're on the road to Minnesota and Chicago for, I guess they call it rivalry weekend next weekend. And yeah, it's technically a rivalry, but I think everyone knows what's really coming next week with the Cubs down at Wrigley. But that's ahead. The Padres are coming up next. So it's a happy off day. Don't even have to leave. Don't have to get on a plane or anything like that. Brewers are in a great mood after sweeping the Yankees. Our producer has been Evan Witalison. I'm Dom Catronio. Keep on swinging.